This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening report on this Friday morning, pre-opening commodity market report. And with that information, Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan. And a quick programming note, this will be the last pre-opening commodity market report until January 2nd in the new year. Cash hog prices today are called steady to firm on expectations of additional packer interest for deliveries next week. Terminals are called mostly steady in very light volume with only two locations open today. Top prices from $36.50 to $38. Peoria steady today with a top price of $36.50. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, December 21st. Negotiated swine purchases were 14,622. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $50 to $63, the weighted average $57.45, a gain of 51 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.50 to $49.57, the weighted average $44.01. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,064. The base price range was $50.50 to $61.58. The weighted average was $58.28, a gain of $2.54 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $37.54 to $47.50, and the weighted average was $44.64.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave, and Merry Christmas to you and all of our ag listeners. And let's get into what's going on in Brazil and Argentina. First off, rain fell yesterday from Mato Grosso do Sul into central Paraguay through São Paulo and northwestern Paraná region to southern Minas Gerais and parts of the Goiás region. Rain is still expected in most of Brazil at one time or another during the next 2 weeks. Southern portions of the nation most significantly impacted with rain during this first week of the outlook, with some areas in the far northern reaches of Rio Grande do Sul and Paraguay into São Paulo being the wettest areas. Rainfall during the second week of the outlook will become more random and erratic, but many areas will be affected at one time or another. Crop conditions in Brazil will remain good. Argentina did not see precipitation yesterday, and high temperatures were mostly in the 80s. Weather conditions will remain favorable for crops through the coming week to 10 days. Rain falling over the weekend in the nation's across much of the nation's summer crop area, although the southwestern part will not likely do all that well as far as significant rainfall. A ridge of high pressure may evolve late next week and into the following weekend, and that could induce hotter temperatures and suppress rainfall for a little while. The ridge should shift off to the east by early January, and that could open the door to more possible rain from the end of this year, December 31st, and through the first couple days of January, with follow-up systems a few days later. In Australia, the sorghum and cotton areas in eastern Australia may receive some showers and thunderstorms this weekend and early next week. Most of the resulting rainfall not enough to induce a long-term improvement to soil moisture, but any moisture there will be welcome. Early indications suggest between a quarter and three-quarters of an inch of rain, most likely with a few greater amounts. Central Queensland will see little or no rain. In South Africa, rain did fall yesterday, with coverage close to 100% in the dry areas in the west. Limpopo was the driest, with rainfall 1 to more than 3 inches occurring in small pockets, extending from far southeastern portions of the northwest into the western portions of Mpumalanga. Sorry about that. Rainfall elsewhere ranged from a few hundredths of an inch to a little more than an inch. And generally, South Africa is already and will continue to benefit from the scattered showers. Greater rainfall is needed to fix long-term soil moisture deficits and support crop for an extended period of time. The same will be true in eastern Australia. Net drying will impact much of the rapeseed and sorghum areas in India. South America will remain good, very good, although some net drying in southwestern Argentina should be closely monitored. As far as the U.S., well, we have the big storm system is wrapped up and now bringing rain to the eastern half of Wisconsin, a good portion of Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan, and all areas to the east are unseasonably mild right now, but cooler air will start to work its way in. In the west, drier weather briefly returning to the area. Soil moisture remains abundant to locally excessive in the northwest. Scattered showers are spreading into Southern California, where cool conditions prevail. For the plains, dry weather returning in the wake of the midweek winter storm, which produced blizzard conditions from northeast Colorado and western Nebraska. Recent snowfall did aid the winter wheat, but stressed livestock and disrupted travel. For the Corn Belt, heavy showers maintaining soggy conditions in fields and feedlots across the eastern portion of the region. And briefly in the south, showers and thunderstorms spreading into the southeast, although most summer crop harvest activity has been completed. Dry weather will return to the remainder of the Gulf region. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat open at 508¾, up a half, last trade up 2¾. July, 504½, down a half, last trade up 1¾. March wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 504¼, up 1, last trade up 2¼. May, 509, up 1¼, last trade up 3. July, 492½, up a half, last trade up 2. December, 504, unchanged, last trade up 3/4. March corn opened at 377¾, unchanged, last trade up 2. May, 385½, unchanged, last trade up 2¼. July, 391½, up a quarter, last trade up 2. December, 368, unchanged, last trade up 1¼. January beans opened at 650, down a quarter, last trade up 3. March, 664½, down 1¼, last trade up 2½. July, 691, up 3/4, last trade up 2¼. November, 709½, down a quarter, last trade up 3¼. January soybean meal opened at 185.30, up 10, last trade down 20. January soybean oil opened at 28.10, unchanged, last trade up 11. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Vince Renicky of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, Dave.
First question out of the box I have for you this morning is, does March wheat have a pulse after yesterday gapping higher on the opening, finishing above the 20-day moving average, ticking above the downtrend line, the 8-week downtrend line, as well as finishing at the top of its range on the close?
I think all of the things you pointed out are certainly reasons why they have, why you have to respect the wheat market where it's at. The question, of course, is will it go anywhere from here? And that's the real question that I think I'm probably a little skeptical as to whether it will or not. Sometimes it seems like some of the technicians that I've read and kind of tried to keep up with, don't get me wrong, I'm not a technician, but they'll say that sometimes a market tries to get back what it's given up, and then that's kind of the last straw. So the unfortunate thing in the wheat market is that we've come down quite a ways from where we have been. You know, back was it October? We had the high that was up above 550, and since then we've had trouble with the $5 area, really. That's going to be like I say, it's tough to say that we're done in wheat, but weather conditions out west certainly are good as far as moisture is concerned. Around the world it might not be so good, but as far as soft red wheat is concerned, fundamentally we look pretty good. Hard red wheat looks good too, but there again, technicians still have seemed to run the thing, so we'll see how they react to yesterday's action in the wheat market.
So you're not in a camp for a seasonal uptick in wheat like we see at this time of year in many years?
In many years we see it, and I think that when you make major runs, it's tough to observe traditional seasonal patterns. And so that's what I think we're looking at, the struggle we're going to be looking at here in the wheat market.
Will December corn have a new contract high, new crop December, when the day is over and done?
Will they have a new high? I mean, you know, it's tough to say yes or say no to that. I don't think you're going to see a major move today, although the other thing to remember is that light trade can be erratic sometimes. But I would look for, if we do post something new today as far as a new high in these corn, it probably won't be half or three-quarters of a cent, something like that, more than where we were already. So I don't look for a big change, but like I say, the outside thing is that light markets can be erratic sometimes too. So,
and very, very quickly, 20 seconds on the soybeans, please.
You know, beans, it's kind of hard to present anything that isn't two-sided on beans, because the fundamentals are so bearish and the technicals look pretty good. So, I mean, I think you have to look at it and say beans just have to keep up. They've got to do what it takes to hold ground, and so, I mean, you're not going to see beans go too many ways except up if that's where corn and wheat go. And likewise, they might slide a little if corn and wheat slide a little, but I don't look for a lot of change here this morning. And I think, you know, if we open in accordance with how the overnight's closed, I think that'll be right in line, a couple higher in corn, about the same in beans and wheat as well.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have a good day. Merry Christmas.
Vince Renicke of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana. We join the BBC in progress.